trois motets de Francisco Guerrero, un compositeur du 16e siècle, et puis avec deux improvisations aussi. So it was two motets by a composer named Francisco Guerrero from the 16th century. And now we're going to continue with the, the piece called Herr Müller's 12 Magical Intervals.
Audio is disabled.
If anybody wants to know what kind of strings Adrian's using or
how old our basses are, I'd be happy to answer.
Okay. We can do it without the thing.
So what sort of strings is Adrian using?
I'm using your standard Tomastic Spiracore mediums.
I got those too. Oh, only on the lower three though.
Except, what do you have on your G strings?
Oh, it's funny you ask. This is called a golden spiral. They don't make these anymore.
Well,
you can't buy them. Sorry, guys. And,
okay, well, it's we'll got. I'll have to do it without it. Yeah. Unfortunately, all the work I put into this.
Aww.
It has to work.
Want to play? Want to play Miles' piece and try it again? Maybe it's just being testy.
Yeah. But no.
Okay.
I'm gonna try it once more.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Normally I just unplug it and replug it in there, and it works fine. Not today.
Zach. My bass is relatively young. It was made in 1993. in Ontario, Canada.
And it says Paul Chambers on it?
It says PC on it. That's the initials for the luthier. What about you, Adrian?
Well,
you know,
mine was made by a guy with a funny name. His name is Dante Gabuto.
That is a funny name.
Yeah.
Is he Italian?
I think he might be Italian. And says here, this, if you'll excuse my Italian, Fatto de ma secondo lo stile di Giovanni Paolo Maggini, something circa anno Domini 1625. So he copied it after Maggini.
Oh.
And this is made in 1990.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. So, we're going to find this without that. Herr Mueller's 12 magical intervals. They're supposed to be yodels and...
Hey, wait, I got a great idea.
What?
I forget. Like, the audience to do it.
The yodel? Can anyone
yeah.
yodel?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
so we're
going
to play, right?
That's what we need.
So it's got 12 sections in this piece. And you're going to yodel when it's time for us to change sections. So give us a few minutes. And when you think it's proper, after each section, you yodel, and then we'll start the next section. And it's about a...
Somebody.
Yeah, who wants to... Who's going to yodel?
Chet.
Who?
Chet Docs.
Can you yodel, Chet?
I can try, yeah.
Has to be a good one. Like
I'll go for it.
Okay, so you're Herr Mueller. Herr Mueller's a Swiss shepherd, and he's on a journey up the mountain. And every time he sees sheep, there's supposed to be sheep sounds, too. So someone needs to be the sheep.
Okay.
You got everybody else can be the sheep.
We have a sheep.
Yeah,
we have a sheep. Mr. Cowan.
We've got a yodeler, we've got a sheep.
Mr. Cowan.
And when sometimes he sees sheep, you get excited, so you yodel. Okay?
So basically you're just cueing the next set, like when you get bored of hearing what we're doing, just yodel?
Just me alone?
Yep.
But what does the sheep
well, what
do?
If, what if you two yodel together then? Would that be...
Can we all yodel?
You can all yodel.
Yeah, but you have to like cue it.
Okay.
Because otherwise it'll be...
Does the yodeler yodel when he sees sheep?
Not, well, no. When he's excited about a certain
sometimes.
So not every time you hear sheep, you don't yodel.
That's what it sounded like you said.
Well, I didn't explain myself correctly. Can you breathe? Okay.
Everything's gonna be fine.
Okay, so you guys have to start banging, but...
You have to start yodeling, so we have to yodel. For a few seconds.
Here we go.
Okay.
It's a shot.
My yodel then? Yodeling.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
went through to find this yodel and put it on the computer and bring it here.
And this is called Mother's Day because I wrote it on Mother's Day a few years ago. And one of these years I'll actually send a copy to my mom. Thank you.